Blog Talk Radio.
Fresh wind blowing this way. Holy Ghost fire. Fresh wind blowing this way. Fresh wind blowing this way. Fresh wind blowing this way. Holy Ghost fire. Fresh wind blowing this room. Fresh wind blow in this room. Fresh wind blow in this room. Holy Ghost fire. Fresh wind blow in this room. Fresh wind blow in this room. Fresh wind blow in this room. Holy Ghost fire.
I'm going to tell you what God just said to me. He said, use the fire.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I see an axe laid at the root of a tree. Oh, my God. God's about to cut some stuff down for you. Ooh-ooh. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
All that bad blood, He going to give a blood transfusion in your family tree. There's some new people coming on the scene in your life. You better hear
that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
There's a corporate company of people coming in your life. There's some women coming in your life, and some of them will be very young women. And I want you to begin to worship God. Get yourself somewhere quiet. This is a new day. Anything on your spirit you want to say to the nations or to me?
I had called you probably about two weeks ago, because you had spoke a word to me before, and it wouldn't leave my spirit, you know what I'm saying? Even, you know, you spoke something to me about a dawn, and somebody came, like a friend of mine. She said something to me shortly after that. You know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to, first, I just want to thank you. You know what I'm saying? And I know, like, I see some things that are going on. There are some struggles, but God is telling me to tell you to push. You know what I'm saying? Because it's something that you're about to give birth to. And I see that there's some hurt, and there's some that walked away, but it's all right. You know what I'm saying? Because God said he's making those crooked places straight. And I just feel like God is releasing fresh fire into you tonight. You know what I'm saying? And I just see he's restoring. He's restoring. He's restoring. I just hear God saying restitution, recovery, and those things that was hidden. God said he's going to reveal those things to you. And I don't know why, but I see some kind of building. God, I just thank you for what you're doing, oh God. And God, I hear you saying a turnaround, oh God. And God, you said that you're releasing new strength into him, Father. New revelation, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing, oh God. A refreshing, even for him tonight, God. Fresh fire, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Yes. And Lord God, all slander, I tear it down now in the name of Jesus, God. Yes. Father, I destroy everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, everything that has tried to penetrate his life that's not of you, oh God, I dismantle it now in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you, Father, for the apostolic authority, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I hear you saying establishment, God. Thank you for the establishment, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, you said many mysteries that you're going to show him, oh God. And Father, I thank you for the missing puzzle pieces, oh God, being revealed in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, oh God. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing, oh God. God, you said the mountain is removed. So I thank you, and I honor, and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Woman of God, I am holding in my hand as you prophesy, woman of God, a book called Fresh Fire. There's no way you can know this. And I know the voice of God. And I was telling my Queen Katrina what I'm expecting for the souls and the nations. I not only prophesy, I listen to others. I thank you.
That is blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground.
Well, God bless you. I am so happy that you've tuned into Prophecy Alive. I am Roderick, and I want you to know that today is the day of freshness in you. As my face was on the ground and as I spoke to the Lord, I got happy all of a sudden. The power, that prophetic power, is being released. I'm going to release it to you by the anointing of God. You get that phone, even if you have to hang up and call back. If you know someone that is hurting, that is at their wit's end, maybe the doctor said it was over, maybe the x-ray showed something that brought not so good news, but whose report are we going to believe? I choose, and I know you do too, to believe the word of God, the good report. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Call them and tell them to call Prophecy Alive. I'm going to release at the time that God says release. Now I want you to be a part of it. And there is a divine release that will bring tangible answers to prayers. God will do something that you didn't even think about in your prayers. God will go beyond and above all that we ask or think, according to the power. God goes beyond what we could think or we can ask. Call that friend, call that young lady, call that mother, call that uncle, call that pastor, call that prophet. I spoke to a prophet yesterday. I believe it was, yes, my first time speaking to this prophet. God is bringing the prophets together. The prophets of music, the prophets of vision, the prophets in the marketplace, the prophets in the church house, the prophets in the White House, the millionaires, those that are simply billionaires. And I'm speaking to a millionaire and you are a prophet. And the Spirit of God came upon you at the age of six. 6, 7, and 8, and you've been listening to me. There's been those within the shadows that's been listening that God has revealed. I will not expose what God showed me, but you know who you are. God has been speaking to you concerning this work, and I give him the glory. And God has given you a release. I want you to know that I'm looking forward to talking to you. God has spoke to my spirit. There is a tree that I've been seeing. It's a huge tree. And there is much shade under this tree. And many of you, in the heat of your trials, in the heat of your test, in the heat of tribulation, in the heat of circumstances, emotional circumstances, relationships, marriages, job issues, home issues, all of the things that is giving God an opportunity. I see this tree. And I see all the races under this tree. And I see them coming out from the heat and the desert of life's issues. The weary are under this tree. Prophets are under this tree. Apostles, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and musicians, and singers, and those that pray without ceasing, businessmen are under this tree. Nations are under this tree. Drug dealers, those that live a lifestyle that's contrary to God's purpose. You're under this tree because God loves you too. The sick, the maimed, the blinded, even the dead. I see a resurrection. Oh, what a resurrection I see. Power. Power. Habashata. Power. I'm looking here at the second book of Kings, chapter 2. Elisha and the prophets. They know that Elisha is about to be translated. We see Elijah, he divides the waters of Jordan. Elijah is taken up into heaven in a whirlwind. The mantle of Elijah falls on Elisha and also divides the waters of Jordan. Now, I want you to notice something. Elisha heals the waters of Jericho. Youth are torn by bears for mocking Elisha. Look at what happened. There were some young people that were mocking. They were mocking Elisha, and bears tore them to pieces. There is a generation that I'm speaking to right now across this planet. You've been torn because of mocking. God has torn you, but tonight he will heal you. And I can see it by the Spirit of God. You've been torn by drugs. You've been torn by incest. You've been torn by murder and rape and underground selling of children. You've been torn by slavery. You've been torn by diseases. But God heals you now. Yeshua, the I am that I am, Jesus, Emmanuel, God in flesh came on earth to see about us. In this book of 2 Kings, verse 2 says, and Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. You know, Bethel means the house of God. Now watch this. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, as the Lord liveth, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Listen to this. I want you to understand, those of you that have stayed with God through your trials, those of you that have stayed with God through your many tests, those of you who have stayed with God through your ups, downs, and failures, and even sins, you yet got up and brushed the dust off of your religious apparel, and you ran to Bethel. You ran after God, when others put you down, you ran. Oh, my God. You ran and you said, I know I've sinned. I know I have a ministry. I know I'm a prophet. I know I'm a man of a woman. I'm a woman of God. I know God has called me from my mother's womb. But why does this happen to me? Why? Why did I fail God? Many of you think you failed God, but you failed yourself, because God knew you before you knew yourself. He knew about the trials. He knew about your tests. He knew about the broken home, the broken marriages. He knew every step that you, he knew before you lied. He knew you before you sinned. He knew you, woman, before you slept with that woman. He knew you, man, before you slept with that man. He knew you before adultery came. He knew you while we were in fornication. He knew us. And the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The spirit of Elisha is in the house. How far will you chase God? Some people think when you chase God, that he's going to lead you to everything that looks good. Some people think when you chase God, he's not going to lead you in uncharted territories. But I'm here to tell everybody under the sound of this microphone, I'm here to tell the nations, you should know by now, when you chase God, he'll take you to places that you won't even understand why you're there. David said, if I make my bed in hell, God is there. You saying that God will take me to hell? Listen, God won't take you to hell, but I tell you what, he'll take you through some stuff that you would think is hell. Don't you know when the Hebrew boys were in the fiery furnace, they were in a place that they thought it was hell, that it was hot, it was terrible. But look what God did. When the king woke up, he said, I know I put three in, but I see a fourth one. I'm here to prophesy tonight. Listen, there's no broadcast that can be copied or the same. There is an anointing for tonight. I promise you it will bring breakthrough like you never saw it before. You may be in your own lion's den and everybody is dogging you out. Everybody is saying you're not going to make it. Everybody is talking about your sins. Everybody is talking about your failures. That's everybody that surrounds you. But when the king saw the fourth one, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, if God don't deliver us, you need a if God don't do it faith. Listen to me. You say, what? I need something. You need an if God don't do it kind of faith. You need an if God doesn't do it kind of trust. We have to have it. They said, we know one thing. We know one thing. He's able. Oh, we like the song, he's able. We like the way it sounds. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's going to fulfill every promise spoken to you. Don't give up on God. He won't give up on you. He's able. Touch yourself and say, I know God is able. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how I feel. I don't feel too good right now, but he's still able. He's not able in reference to how I feel. He's not able. According to my standards, he's able because he's God. Simply that. Moses, tell Pharaoh, I am what I am. I am that I am. That's why God is God, because he is authentic. He is the beginning and the end. He is what he is. And God is bringing us, the body of Christ, to the place where we are what we are. Praise God. And when the king looked at the fiery furnace, he said, I put three in. But I could see four. Whoo, Jesus. I see four. That four is the number of complete. That four is a universal number. That four Everybody may not like God, but everybody knows about God. That for God will perfect that which concerneth us. That for Philippians 1 and 6, be confident of this very thing. He that begun a good work in you, he will perform it. I'm telling you, get up from that place of inadequacy. Get up from that place of fear. Get up from that place of doubt. Get up from that place where you feel like it's over. It ain't over. The woman ain't got to sing. It's not over. So Elisha followed Elijah. He said, as the Lord liveth and as my soul liveth, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, did you know that the Lord will take away your master from your head, your leader, your seer, your prophet? Did you know that, Elisha? Elisha said, yes, I know it, but you hold your peace. Prophetically, you have to learn how to hold your peace. There's things that I could say that I know God is doing, but I hold my peace. And Elijah said unto him, he said to Elisha, wait here. I pray you, wait right here. Don't follow me. Have you ever been in that place where it seems like God is saying, stay there? Stay right there. Stay in that. Well, I don't like this, God. Stay in it. And he said, Elijah said to Elisha, the Lord had sent me to Jericho. That place of walls. You ever wonder why there's a time in your life when God will send you to a place of walls, God? Elisha said to Elijah, as the Lord liveth and as you live, I will not leave you. Then they came to Jericho. I love this. And at Jericho, at this place where there are many prophets, the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away your master from your head today? And he answered, yes, I know, but hold your peace. How did everybody in these particular places, that is, those that were sons of prophets, those that were being taught and reared up as prophets, the schools of prophets. At Bethel, you had the sons of the prophets. At Jericho, the sons of the prophets came out. And Elijah said again to Elisha, wait here. God is sending me to Jordan. You know, one of the issues in the church is people are following people that ain't going anywhere. Praise God. If you're in the same place all the time, something is wrong. Two things. One, you're not following the Lord. Or two, you have not been called to be who you're acting like you are. I say this without condemnation. But notice Elijah. God was always sending him somewhere, not just any place. I don't do appointments. I do assignments. To God be the glory. If you are following somebody that's in the same place all the time in the spirit I'm speaking of. In the same place all the time. You know what they're going to say. You know what they're going to preach. You know what they're going to do. You know when they're going to preach a message that they preached years ago. And they'll tell you, I preached this message at this time. They got a date on it. Praise God. Let me tell you something now. If you're going to grow in God, you have to follow somebody that's growing themselves. You can't grow in God and you with somebody they are never growing. They're always in the same anointing. They're always in the same place. Listen, even the oil in your car needs a changing every now and then. I am not in the spirit that I was in last night broadcast. I can't. You know, when God rained down manna from heaven, they had to follow the instructions because it turned to worms. It's so important to eat what is set before you. It's not just talking about evangelism. It's talking about the word that God gives you. Eat it up. Chew it. Digest it. If you don't, it will turn to worms. Why am I sick? Why is it that I'm spiritually sick? It's because you're eating old manna. Elijah said to Elisha, wait here. The Lord had sent me to Jordan. He said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. I'm not going to leave you. We have to get to that place where we'll say to God, no matter what comes, no matter what goes, I'm not going to leave you. I cannot leave you, God. Well, praise God. Father, tonight, I thank you for your presence. I thank you, Lord, for these few minutes. Tonight, you're doing something supernatural. And I thank you for what I sense in my spirit. I thank you, God. I praise you, God. I worship you, God, for these are your people. They are not mine. They are yours. I'll be right back. And I'm going right to the phones. Glory.
If you just want to lift those hands and without making a lot of noise, just speak to the Lord in a subtle voice today.
Hallelujah.
And tell him, say, Lord, I just want you. I don't know what we would do without you.
Whatever it takes for
I just want you. I have a 336 area code. I'm coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Hi, how are you doing, Prophet Olsi?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. My name is Nakaisha, and this is the first time I've ever called, so I'm not quite sure what this format is. And this is the first time I've ever heard your show.
Welcome.
Well, thank you.
This is Prophecy Alive, and I am so happy that you've called. I'm like you. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's a prophetic place where you call, and the Spirit of God is will move, and whatever God has for you, He will reveal to you. I will say to you, be not weary. Don't be afraid, because the place where God is bringing you is a place that you've never been in the presence of God. And even in your mother's womb, God chose you. And this is one of the reasons you're calling now, because God is taking you higher in the spirit. And you have a craving for God that you don't even understand. I pray right now that the Holy Spirit will come on you, that there be a supernatural relationship from this day forward with the Holy Spirit. And I want every day, I want you to have a conversation with the Holy Spirit. Whatever's in your heart, feel free. Hallelujah. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening to see what else the Holy Spirit has that he wants to share. I have a conversation with him every day, but he doesn't always speak back.
You have a conversation with him every day. And that's
every day.
That's a wonderful thing. And sometimes it feels, even to me, that he doesn't speak back. But can I counsel you when it comes to the presence of God? I was speaking on Elijah as he was about to be taken up. Elisha was about to receive the mantle. Sometimes you just have to keep following God. And all God said to Elisha was, wait. But Elisha kept following the prophet Elijah. I sense God has been doing that to you. He's been having you in a place where you're waiting on God. And because you called tonight, I believe that the Lord is calling you into a prophetic ministry. I believe that with all my heart by what I'm sensing. Is you ought to begin to follow the Lord continually with the word. You channeled in tonight to Prophecy Alive. So I want to, me and my wife, Katrina, my queen, we will pray for you. The only thing we ask is that you keep God first and you just get around that anointing. Sometimes you just wait there. You just listen in, and there's nobody that's connected with this ministry, and I say this giving God the glory, that are not growing in the spirit. So I ask God to bless you, bless your family, bless your visions and your dreams and things that you want to happen. We'll just be somebody that will pray with you and that will counsel you. This is what I have for you. I love you in Jesus' name. Would there be anything else?
I did have two specific questions.
Go ahead.
May I ask them? Okay.
Yes.
The first one, God placed me in a particular job. I'm still there. But I got information where I believe that season has closed. But I don't know if he wants me to make the decision to leave or he's going to close that door when he's ready. So I didn't know if he's willing to, if the Holy Spirit is willing to speak on that. But I wanted
to see
if he had.
The Holy Spirit is. Let me tell you something. There's a force that wants you to leave, but you've answered your own question, and I will confirm it. The second statement you made is from the Lord. He's going to show you the precise time. He will also cause one door to close. And listen closely. Remember this night, and I want you to even write this down. He will open two other doors. When this door is closed, you will have to make a choice, and both doors will be a tremendous blessing to you. Your second question?
The second question is, the Lord has been having me pray for my husband, and I just wanted to have confirmation that I am praying for the right person, because if not, I would like to go to a general prayer and leave that person's name out of the prayer. And no, I'm not dating that person. The Lord has been speaking to me probably a couple of years before I even met this person about this person. So I just want to make sure that I'm on target and that I'm on the right track. And if not, if he can give me just a little bit of insight so I can take that person out of the court and just pray general.
I'm going to give you this counsel. I noticed as you were talking, you were saying yes, no to a question I didn't ask. So you're sort of presumptuous a little bit, but that's okay. That's where you are right now. Let me say this to you. When you pray, I take it that you're not married and you're praying for a husband. Am I right?
That is correct. That would be correct.
Okay. When you pray for something of that, you're dealing with generations and you're dealing with your life. I tell women this, don't pray for a husband, because if you pray for a husband, he's already married. You see. Would you agree?
Sure.
If he's a husband,
I
he's
would.
Married. Okay.
Sure.
I love you in Jesus' name. So let's that's what's hindering the prayer. The Bible said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. I'm going to give you some counsel that will work, because me and my queen deal with this, and we love to, relationships and marriages. Pray to be prepared. You prepare yourself. You ask God to create within you the spirit of a wife, a mother. Don't focus on the man. You prepare yourself. Because preparation precedes blessings.
Okay.
This would take, daughter, and I speak it to you as a father, this would take stress off of you. And this will annihilate the what if factor. You understand?
Okay.
So don't worry about working on him, work on you. And you'll find that he will find you working on you.
Okay.
Here's why. I'm going to give you this before I let you go, because I believe this will bless you in Jesus' name. So many women focus on the man being what they need. And when this person appears, they are not really ready because they are not what the man needs. Me and my queen teach this. It's not 50-50. It's wholeness and wholeness. It's complete meeting complete. 100%, 100%. So So I read the book of Esther. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Read that book. I'm sure you read it, but read it and ask the Holy Spirit to deal with you. You're going to get some nuggets out of the book of Esther.
Okay.
God bless you, and thank you for calling. Pray for us.
Thank you.
Pray with us, and I look forward to talking to you again, and also for you to meet my queen, Katrina. That's going to bless you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Bless you, woman of God.
Thank you. Bless you, too.
Hallelujah. That's an awesome call. I have another call. God bless you.
Good morning, Prophet Roger. God bless you also. Thank you for the word you shared. That was very timely and awesome. I really needed to hear that word. And I've been going through a bit lately, and I've been thinking that I had let God down, and you had said that we had literally let ourselves down. So, that was a good word.
To God be the glory. It says you have an ear to hear, too, woman of God. Because, you know, a word could be spoken and fall upon deaf ears. And your relationship with the Holy Spirit caused you to hear what the Spirit is saying. You know the word. It says, let them that hath an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, right?
Amen.
And you are so wonderfully made by God, and you do have an ear.
Wow.
There's such a prophetic power over you, and there's such an apostolic mandate on your life. And this is what I hear God saying. Ooh, thank God. He's saying, get busy evangelizing. He's preparing you. I see a ship about to leave. It's a spiritual thing that I'm seeing. But your evangelism has come up before the Lord. The Lord is ready to use you. Don't worry about those things that, you know how people say, God's people say often, I've been going through. The word of the Lord is, get through it. Why? You are a leader. Don't you know the enemy comes to attack me? It comes to attack me and my family. But me and my queen, we are on offense, not just defense. We're not going to let the enemy run the ball. We're going to run that ball. We're going to make the points. Praise God.
Amen.
Evangelism. You're called to nations. We love your spirit. We love how you pray. And we've seen God come on you. The Lord is telling me to remind you of the mantles that you received in a vision. And it's not by accident that I'm talking about Elijah and Elisha. And God is telling me, you've already waited at Bethel. You've already waited at Jordan. God said, the place of Jericho. And I command the walls to fall now. Fall. Walls of fear. Walls of torment. Walls of past failures. Fall walls. Now, in the name of the I am that I am. Woo, Jesus. God said to me to tell you, I filled you with my spirit. Now get the moving and move in faith. I have much souls ready for the word that I put in your mouth. Did you receive
it? Yes, I received it. We thank you, Father. Yes, it was ironic that you were speaking about Elijah and Elisha. I was sitting here and my spirit was just relating to it like I already knew, but I didn't understand. I was just sitting here just quite peacefully just hearing the word and soaking it in, and it's good to know that I've got ears to hear, because I honestly to God didn't think I was listening. I really thought I was walking in full disobedience of God, and it was really breaking my heart. It was really breaking my heart. I've been so low for the last week, and I've just been crying and crying because I really felt like I have disappointed God and just let him down and just failed in everything, and I just got so down on myself that those walls really needed to come down off the pathway. Yeah. Even just a little mistake to me is like, it was a massive 8.8 earthquake.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I'm learning each and every day just to pray over myself, to encourage myself, speak the word of God over myself. And I just soak it in like I did last night. I just soaked it in. I didn't go to church for worship practice. I stayed home and just went one-on-one with God because I felt I needed that more than to go to church and practice worship, even though I love it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Prioritizing, putting God first, you know. I want him to be first in my everything, in my everything.
That's it. Well, we're coming to New Zealand, and
yay.
I'm going to call you my John the Baptist.
Yeah, amen. And you're my prophet, you're my father.
God did it. And we both give him all the glory, don't we?
Yes, we do. Amen. He gets all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you so much for your ministry, Prophet. It's really brought a lot of healing of the times that I have been connected and partnered with you and your ministry and your gorgeous queen. And I've had a lot of healing, a lot of ministering to, a lot of wholeness brought from brokenness. It's just something that I've always needed, and I just praise and thank God that he led me to this place, to your ministry, and I'm glad I had a bit of confidence, even though I was shy at first, to just open up that door and press one and say hello.
You were so shy when you first called, and I never will. Both me and my queen, Katrina, we just laugh with joy at you. You're so tender and yet so full of divine strength. We give God the glory for giving us the love for his people. We thank God. Thank God for you.
Oh, I definitely thank God for you too and your ministry. I really do. Such a blessing to the people of God, to the body of Christ. I know there's a lot of people out there who need just that word, that touch of Jesus, that abundant love, to know that somebody else does love them, that somebody else is praying for them. They may not know them personally or have an intimate relationship with them, but they know that Jesus is interceding on behalf of them, you know, and that's just awesome. And it's ministries like your ministry that allows it to go global, go worldwide, touch many nations across the whole world.
Hallelujah. That is our desire. And our desire, is God in the earth. Oh, God, you're touching my heart because you're speaking my heart. I think about the little babies that are crying without parents. I think about the children that are being sold into slavery. I said, oh God, give us such a degree of the Holy Spirit until people are changed. Evil people are convicted. I pray for the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Don't you, my friend? We need a real convicting power of the Holy Spirit. And this is what we pray. And I know it's happening in the White House, in every place that break down cultural barriers.
Yes.
God would be glorified. You are a part of that. Your prayers makes a difference, your intercession.
Amen. To God be the glory.
I thank God for you. And you make me laugh, too, because your personality comes right through the phone lines. You are special in the kingdom of God.
Thank you. How's your son?
So how are your children?
My children, they are okay. My son's okay. My daughter, my oldest daughter, I still pray for her salvation because she's not baptized yet or anything. So I do pray for her. But really, all three of my children are backslidden, but that I place them in God's hands every day, every day.
Let me give you a prophetic word. When Jesus was lifted up, he only drew certain ones to him, or did he draw all men?
When Jesus was crucified, all men.
That would include your three children.
Amen.
Now watch this. Can I take you further? So no longer will you confess that they are not saved. Say this: they are saved.
They are saved.
Now you just changed their course and their walk.
Ah, yes. Amen.
Remember, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 8,
yes.
Right?
Amen. Yes. Okay.
So I'm looking forward to the Holy Ghost falling on all of them this evening.
Amen. Amen. I am too.
Love you, family.
God bless you and love you too, Prophet.
And God bless New Zealand.
And God bless America. Amen.
Talk to you later, family. God bless you. Hallelujah. Don't you love it? Don't you love the presence of God? My God, I have another caller coming to you now. God bless you. Welcome to Prophecy Alive.
Praise the Lord, Prophet Ownsby.
Praise God, Prophet. How are you?
I am good. I never got to introduce myself as far as my name. My name is Prophet Travis Wright, and I'm telling you, man, just the word of the Lord has been changing my life since last night. I mean, so much confirmations. It's just ridiculous. You were telling me to be on the lookout for a person named Kim,
yes.
if I'm correct.
You're
and
correct.
Within 15 to 20 minutes, I got a message on Facebook from one of my cousins that, you know, I haven't talked to him in a long time, one of my younger cousins, and he created a private chat room for me and this girl. So I'm like, what is this about? So the girl's name was Shania. So I'm like, okay, who's this? And then I look at the full name. It's Shania Kimberly Jackson.
Praise God.
So I wasn't too sure because the way the word came forth, it was sort of like on a negative side as far as just be on the lookout, be careful. I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't like shun the person, but I inquired more to ask, okay, why did you put me in the chat room with this person? He was just saying that she was looking for other Christians like herself, so maybe she's struggling in certain areas. But it was just ridiculous. Like when I saw it, I just threw my laptop. Threw my tablet down because I was like, what in the world is this? How can this be? And, you know, you told me a whole bunch of things as well about someone wanting to offer me a church. I totally forgot about a prophetic word that I got about last month or so. My now apostle, he wasn't then, was telling me that he sees me working in Philadelphia and that
wow.
I was going to have like a powerful movement with some youth and some young men and stuff like that, and he said something concerning a building. So everything was just on point. I mean, down to the songs that you said that God gives me. I do music, although I want to give up on it a lot of times because I feel discouraged about it. It's just, like, ridiculous. And also, you know, I've been keeping you in prayer as well. I prayed for you last night around, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. Those are the times that I really pray. And
oh, I like that. I wake up at 4 almost every morning. Yes, that's our hour. Go ahead, Prophet Travis.
It's the fourth watch. And I just, ever since last night, God just released something in me. I was able to just minister with just ease. As long as I just quiet my soul down, I'm able to hear what God is saying, and I just speak it forth. And God was saying that today is a day of restoration and new beginnings, something of that sort. So I just released the word and everything, and it was just an awesome, awesome time. I wanted my sister to talk to you, but you had went forth into another direction, so she had to wait, and she's still not here, so she's going to have to talk to you some other time. But if it's all right with you, I would like to share a song that I had, like a verse of a song that I wrote.
Please do.
Okay. It's called Embrace You. Embrace You. This is my testimony of embracing, because my fake image of myself needed erasing. I never liked my look, my skin and hair, messing up, putting S-curls in my hair. A lot of Christians be like, let's just talk about Christ. But not talk about his hair, we gonna go there tonight. Nah, this song is not about bashing whites, but empowerment to blacks in Christ to set them right. God made you beautiful, black man and woman. You never lived in the jungle, you walked on grasslands. Then you danced. We were never barbarians, because we were advanced. So I hit my knees and pray for my people. They should be strong, but their minds are so feeble. I am Moses. I'm going to set you free. We the army. Be all that you can be. In Jesus' name.
Wow. You know, you are a poet. And poetry is prophetic, as you know. Mm-hmm. Prophet Travis, there are so many jewels I see in you. You're like a big treasure chest. And when I look into your soul, into your spirit, I see at the bottom of a great ocean, right at the bottom, I see this treasure. And I also see this pearl. And God is taking his time with you. But there are things that are becoming so rapid in your life. I mean, there's a rapid growth. He's going to accelerate you because of your genuine heart and your love for God. I see harps around you. Glory to God. Harps. I hear angelic voices. Lord is getting ready to show you another dynamic about your ministry. It's going to astonish you as well as nations. Prepare yourself for the next 7 days. He's going to be coming upon you in dreams and visions. You are to record and write down because it's on. Get ready.
Jesus.
And this Kim, it was a warning. Women will chase you even more. As a matter of fact, you're going to know that God is using you because of the men and women that are coming. And God will reveal through discerning of spirits those who are good and those who are evil. You're going to be surrounded by much people. So the Lord is going to be, how would I say, sharpening your gifts. Okay? So that's a part of our relationship. You sharpen me, and I sharpen you. Isn't the Holy Ghost amazing?
I'm telling you.
I esteem you higher than myself, Prophet Travis.
Know that.
Woo! Jesus. Where's your mother?
Where is she?
How is your mother?
She is doing all right, much better than she was. I mean, she has an amazing testimony herself. But just where she's coming from, with my ancestry, they're from Jamaica.
Okay.
So, but she's been good. She's been having anxiety attacks for the past 2 years now.
That's it. That's what I want. Right there. You hit it. You hit it. I want you to decree, and I'm going to agree, that fear leaves every fiber of her body, her mind, her soul, and spirit. If you do it now, where I am, it is 9:10 p.m. Go ahead, Prophet.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
Father,
I decree and declare that fear, the spirit of fear and its principalities and all the demons underneath it and all spirits of witchcraft connected with the spirit of fear, I command you to be bound in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind you with the blood of Jesus.
And as the
prophet of the Lord Most High, I command you to leave every single fiber of her being, every dream, every demonic dream that you've been giving her. I command you to cease. I command you to go into outer darkness right now.
Yes,
in the
name right now.
And I command the angels of God to begin to overshadow her with peace and joy. In the name of Jesus, Father, cover her with your wings. And touch her mind. Help her to ascend to the place and ministry that you have called for her. Help her to get back into that prophetic ministry of intercession.
Yes.
Dreams and visions. In the name of Jesus. Touch her, Lord God. Jesus.
Oh, when you prayed, Prophet Travis, I saw a face. It was like a headhunter. A spirit. And it just went into thousands of pieces.
It was so cool.
Oh, jeez. The pieces were so small, they looked like sand.
My God.
So that spirit, that headhunter, and I see the mask, and it's destroyed, and all of the ligaments and tentacles connected is destroyed. The Holy Spirit covers your mother now. When you talk to her, you're going to hear some things. Thank you, Prophet, for being who you are. We are forever connected. Covenant connection, and I look forward to meeting you, and we will continue to pray for you. I believe you were trying to get a hold of me, so you're the prophet. I didn't know who that person was until you said your name. I got you now. I didn't know, and I was on air, so I couldn't answer it. Now I got you. Praise God.
Oh, I want to say,
go
before
ahead.
I get off this,
feel free.
You unmute me. You're ready for the School of the Prophets, and I just was hearing also something concerning the Office of the Apostle. I don't know if you go by that title or you know,
talking
to you about it, trying to confirm. There's an apostolic anointing on you.
Yes, sir.
There is a strong ministry for fathership that you carry. And many will be sons and daughters to you. Of course, with that batch, you're going to have the rebellious one. But I do believe with your years of experience, you know how to whip someone into shape. You know how to whip the spirit of rebellion into shape, especially those coming with the prophetic anointing. We tend to be very hard-headed, very headstrong. And some of us is downright rebellious and rude because God shows us things and we don't want to submit to the vision of the house. But the question is, how can you come into a house, say God sent you there to serve or be served, and you want to come and take over? But I don't doubt you in that area where you'll be able to discern and speak to such an individual and give them wise counsel. School of the Prophets, that's about it. That's all I saw, apostolic in the School of the Prophets.
You have spoken well, and I know that the timing of your words is right on time. My God. Father, thank you for this prophet. I sense such an excellent spirit of excellence is in him. And he too will share in this global restoration of the fivefold ministry and the body of Christ as we become what you are, sons of God. And I thank you, Lord, that this man is not on the outer court, in the holy place, and in the holies of holies. And I bless him. Bless his life, his heart, concerning. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Prophet, I would say to you, you will not suffer in the area of marriage. You will not suffer in godly companionship. I hear God telling me to tell you, kingdom marriage.
Oh my God, you're just reading my mind.
To God be the glory.
God said to me,
hey, go ahead.
And the Lord, said, he told me that same exact thing, kingdom marriage. And the truth of the matter is, God has shown me that my marriage, the dating or the courtship won't take long at all. Reason being, because there's going to be a knowingness. I know that's not a real word, but I know you, there's going to be a knowing.
I hear you.
Huh?
No, I was saying I hear you, prophet.
It's going to be annoying. So kingdom marriages, there's no 1 year, 2 year courtship. That doesn't exist. There's a knowing. I know you by the Spirit. You are my wife, and vice versa. So that word, I wanted to ask, but I was like, you know, I'm not going to ask him that. Maybe I should just focus on the Lord. But I thank the Lord, the Spirit, that he just showed you that within a split second. Not to worry in that area.
You know, God is so awesome, and our spirits are. I run across a lot of prophets. I was listening to you as you were telling me about the rebellious prophets, and people will come, and you were so accurate in saying you saw the School of Prophets. You didn't know that my dad was a mighty man of God and handed me that before he went to glory. The School of Prophets, and how you spoke about different things that are happening now. And yes, God has equipped me to deal with all types of spirits, but in love. And what I want to tell you, you have the type of spirit that I'm asking God to duplicate. Right now, I'm turning my hands. He's duplicating that spirit you have. You don't have the haughtiness and the presumptuousness. You have, as though you were here before, it's been told to you that you're born before your time. But I want you to know that you're born in time. For we have come to the kingdom for such a time as this, prophet. And I thank God for you, and I will be covenant friends forever. As a matter of fact, we're going to be sitting on national television, and we're going to be speaking about the prophetic anointing and the apostolic anointing. And I see it happening in your music, and also the music that God has given me and you. We will work together with that, and we will collaborate a live recording. I see it. So keep that. It shall come to pass.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Anything else for your spirit, Prophet Travis? Feel free.
Lord, help me on this one. I just want to, okay. Well, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for the man of God's queen. If she's a queen, then he's a king. Father, I thank you for his wife. I thank you for who she is. In this time, who she is in this relationship, the jewel in his crown, the neck in his body, oh Father. Father, I thank you. I'm asking that you would cover her under your mighty blood. Keep her, Lord God, from those that are jealous of her relationship with her husband. Keep her from those that are jealous concerning her, that she has the correct balance. She knows how to be the first lady, and she knows how to be the wife in the marriage. She knows when to step up and knows when to sit down. Keep her from those that would speak garbage and filth into her ear concerning advice. Oh, if that was me, I would do this. If that was me, I would do this. My old husband could never do this. But I'm asking, Lord, that you would keep that, the spirit of the wife in her, Lord God. Not that I'm in a state of worry, but I'm just adding on. I'm confirming who she is.
Yes.
And, Father, I see her hands in the spirit working. I see her hands in the spirit laying hands on other young women and imparting that same anointing, imparting that same spirit of the wife into them in the name of Jesus, removing the rebelliousness, but placing in them, Lord, the wife that is demonstrated in Proverbs, demonstrated in Titus, demonstrated in Ephesians. I thank you for who she is and what she will do concerning. She is very, I believe from where I am, from what I'm feeling, that she's very fashionable.
Yes.
And I wouldn't put it past her that she would definitely do something with women concerning etiquette and how they carry themselves and hair, just pretty girly stuff like that.
Come on, Prophet.
And it's going to be beautiful. You know, even modeling shows, just you know, within the church, of course.
You know,
nothing too skimpy or poish or anything,
modest.
But just proper and clean and modest.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past her that there's also the spirit of entrepreneurship on her as well.
Come on,
for her to open up some businesses and concerning that. So finances is not going to be a problem with you too. I don't know if she's working, but if she desires to leave the 9-to-5 job and begin so that she can work more intensely with you and just have more time to spend with you or more time to spend with you as a unit in the Lord, it's in her mouth. So all she has to do is say, God, this is what I want. God will begin to move and begin to orchestrate some things so that she can move forward in that area. But it's her choice. It's in her mouth. That's the word of the Lord.
It is. Absolutely. I am. Prophet Travis, not everybody can speak a word into my queen, let alone us. You have spoken once again by the inspiration of God. We were talking about that the other day, about the 9-to-5. Me and my queen was in the hotel business for about 5 years. And it's an awesome thing what you said. I'm definitely, we talk a lot between spending time with our children and when we get in and after the broadcast, we get together, I pick her up, and we're going to listen to this. I'm going to let her hear this. She always said, baby, let me hear it, and sometimes she can listen to it from where she's at. Tonight is going to be a special night because the Holy Ghost was in our conversation today and did a drive-by with Prophet Travis. I thank you.
Glory to God, I'm telling you. It's been a release. It's been a release. I thank God for you already.
Ooh, Jesus. Prophet, if prophecy alive, I want to set up a time where you could come on the broadcast and just minister. And I want that. I want you to just minister. And we'll talk off the air and we'll set that up because it's going to be fascinating. I'll just introduce you and you just go for it. And I'll control the engineering part of it and just let the Lord use you. I got this good feeling about you and Jesus. I really do. I thank God for you.
Mm-hmm. Get yourself a shofar, too, if you can.
You show meddling tonight.
Lord have mercy.
You are so right about that. I was fussing at one of the students of the prophet, and he drives for me, but he's a little bit crazy, but I love him. And I said, oh, wait, anyway, you're in there. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Love you.
Love you too, Pop.
God bless you, Prophet Travis.
All right.
If you just want to lift those hands. Mm-hmm. And without making a lot of noise. Just speak to the Lord in a subtle voice today.
God is so good. I enjoyed Prophet Travis. Thank God for him. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome prophetic word, awesome timing. As you all know, we're going to have our first, we're meeting every Sunday starting this coming Sunday. We're going to be meeting in the Quality Inn and Suites here in Kokomo, Indiana, this Sunday at 5 p.m. We will be meeting at the Quality Inn and Suites. It is our temporary location of the Gathering Ministries and corporate. We're in the process of acquiring some property, but until then, we will be meeting there. The address is 1709 East Lincoln Road here in Kokomo, Indiana. For more information, feel free to give me a call. Many of you travel, and I've received so many phone calls, emails, also on my Facebook, me and my queen, of your coming to Kokomo, Indiana. There will be many of you that will shift and move here, those that are assigned to us. And for more information, feel free to give me a call, 317-832-0131. That's 317-832-0131. Be glad to give you more information this Sunday and every Sunday until a temporary location of the Gathering Ministries Incorporated would be at the Quality Inn and Suites, 1709 East Lincoln Road, Kokomo, Indiana. Again, for more information, you can reach me by Facebook. And you can call 317-832-0131. I'll be glad to take you further. I'm going to more phone lines after this. I'll be right back.
You are worthy. Called into your presence.
God is so good, and I thank God for what he is doing tonight. I have an 860. I'm coming to you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. God bless you.
Hey, how are you?
Wonderful. This is Kristen.
Kristen.
Love that voice. I knew it was you. It's been a little while.
Yeah, I was enjoying listening to you talk to Travis, and I enjoyed his poem that he was reading.
Awesome, awesome.
That was very encouraging.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you just a quick little story. I was at work last week, and I had a little sort of accident. I hit my head on a pipe in the basement. And so I started to feel a little nauseous after that.
Yes.
I was not sure if I had a concussion. I wasn't sure. I wasn't feeling the best. But the day went on, and I got through it, and I just believed whatever, I would be okay. I had a baseball cap on, and I didn't see the pipe just above my head because of the visor of the baseball hat. And I called my friend that night, and I said, hey, I didn't tell him what happened, but it was just in my mind, and I said, would you take care of me if I was sick or if I was hurt? And I just thought, you know, it's kind of important. And he responded right away, obviously I would. And I almost got the feeling that he was offended that I asked. But it's just been my experience that I haven't had that. I haven't had that in the past. So that was a few days ago, and I'm feeling better. And I am trying to pray when I have time by myself. If I have to go off by myself to go get something, I'm just bringing people before God, and I'm just praying for them. And that's about it.
You have a wonderful spirit. My concern for you is that you would have greater discernment. Your spirit reaches out for attention. And I keep seeing this little girl in you. The little girl is not fulfilled. But, and when Jesus said, suffer the little children that come unto me, forbid them not. He's not just talking about children. Hear me, daughter. The child in us sometimes never get a chance to grow up. We grow physically. We grow mentally. We grow in our dreams and our aspirations. But sometimes the unfulfilled child in us, Jesus is saying to adults, to us grown-ups, if you will, suffer the little children. Forbid them not. Don't forbid yourself any longer. Father, right now, touch the little girl in this woman. She's so, so kind. She's so gentle. She's like a little girl that sees a cat and she picks it up and she rubs it, or a little puppy and she wants to nurse it. She wants to nurse everyone. Father, right now, nurse her, Holy Spirit. Comfort her right now. Look upon the little girl in Kristen. for she see good in everyone. Touch her. She will know you. Kristen, your love is perfect. Your love is perfect. And most of your pain has come from thinking that everybody is you or they love like you. But God wants you to be encouraged, comforted. Prophecy is also comfort, exhortation. You be encouraged. For your light has come, and your life is beginning now. Now. Now, says God.
Am I able to trust this man?
Know that I'm speaking to the little girl now. Kristen, where's your father?
He passed away.
That's it.
It was still his birthday when I hit my head.
Okay.
I fell on the ground in the basement.
You're still looking for him. You looked for him in men. You looked for him in situations. Tonight, I have to do this. I want you to release your father. Release him. I know you trust God, and you know that he sent me. You know that.
I know.
Release your father. Call his name and say, Daddy, I release you. Call him Father, not Daddy. Father, I release you. Call his name. You can do it. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. It's okay.
Am I doing something wrong?
No. 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 No guilt.
I don't think I'm doing something wrong.
No, you're not. Kristen? You're okay. I want you to release your father tonight.
Okay.
Call his name and tell him it's okay to rest now and release him. Go ahead, daughter.
It's okay.
Hallelujah. Did you release him?
Yes, I did.
And you did it in your own way. Now, God comfort you. Comfort your spirit. There it is.
I went and helped somebody who tried to take his life yesterday. Just an acquaintance, not even really a close friend, just somebody I met, and he took a bunch of pills because he's by himself and he has nothing and no one's helping him. It's just really, I just see such bad stuff everywhere I look, and I try to help people.
I know.
I want to see answers also.
The answer is in you.
He's going to be okay. I told him to go to the hospital, and he's going to be okay. He was.
Oh, yeah.
He had swallowed a bunch of pills, and he called me, and I told him that is not the answer. I told him I would pray for him, and I would believe that God would give him an apartment and everything would change. And I still believe that. I do believe that. He seems much happier today than he was.
Okay. I believe with you.
Yep.
Kristen?
But I need...
Kristen?
I need things to move.
Kristen?
Yep. Yes, sir.
He's already provided for you another resident. Get ready to move. It's a blessing.
Okay.
I see hardwood floors. I see the color eggshells. I see oak wood. And I see the number 2. Do you hear
what
me?
What is the number?
I see the number 2.
Okay.
And I see the number 5. Ooh. Hallelujah. There's a, on the mailbox, a mail place there. There is, I see a dove. So keep your eyes open for this dove, okay?
Yes, sir.
I don't know whether that's the name of the realtor, Dove, but I'm getting a dove. So keep your eyes open. Prepare yourself. Stay on your face. I know you pray. You pray to God, but I see you laying prostrated on your face. I bring you good news. Your blessing is here. It's not coming. It's here. Say, I have faith.
I have faith.
And I believe.
I believe.
And I do receive.
I do receive.
That which I ask God.
That which I ask God.
Amen.
Amen.
Love your daughter now.
I love you too. Thank you, Dad. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Listen to what happened after Elijah went to Jericho. Verse 7 says, and 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And they stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither. they parted, so that they too went over on dry ground. Somebody right now, you're about to go over on dry ground. God is opening up before you right now. I said at the beginning of this broadcast that I felt an anointing for somebody. Multitudes right now, your Jordan is open. Your Jordan may be your business. It may be your family. It may be your loved one. It may be a child that you have not seen that have ran away. Your Jordan may be age. It may be disease. But I guarantee you that that Jordan has departed. It has opened. You're going to walk through that which was hard for you to walk through. You're going to come through it on dry ground. Right now, in the name of Jesus, why don't you receive it? Just take your hands and stretch your hands forward. I want you to know you're moving forward now. Somebody, you're listening, you're standing up and you're walking, you're pacing back and forward. God said, don't worry. The operation will be completed. You're waiting for your wife. She's in surgery. God is saying the operation is completed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. My God. My God. I have a 404 area code. I'm coming to you now. God bless you.
This is Mabel last Tuesday. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I didn't call you because I don't remember the last part of your number. So I didn't call. But I just want to hear a word from the Lord tonight. Thank you.
You just go ahead and be lifted up. Be lifted up. Be lifted up. That's what God is saying. Right now, be lifted up. Ye everlasting doors, the King of glory shall come in. The King of God. Listen to me. I don't know if you hear me. I said, hold your head up. Be lifted up. The King of glory has come into you. Now, your light has come. The face of God is on you. I didn't say his hands. I said his face. You know, when you see the face of a person, you really see them, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, you could see the back part of your, say, your child. But when they turn around and you see their face, you know that's them, and you can tell the mood that they're in. You can tell what's on their mind. Am I talking to you? God is saying, woman of God, I want you to have my countenance. For when the countenance of God is on your life, things not only shift, but they change instantly. And I'm seeing right now, by the power of God, every fear and doubt that has tried to plague your spirit, it leaves you now. I want you to say this. I saw you sitting down, and this is what I'm led of the Holy Spirit to tell you. I'm going to give you some instructions. I want you to say, fear.
Fear.
You're dismissed.
You're dismissed.
God said, you have the authority. If you were standing up teaching in a class and it was time to go, you say, class, you're dismissed. Come on here.
Class, you're dismissed.
Praise God. God. You have that much authority. Anything you don't want in your life, dismiss it. Tell it to go.
Okay. Okay, let me say this too. Last week when I got through talking to you, I had one of the worst headaches. When I laid down, I had to say a prayer before I laid down. I had my grandbaby, but I had one of the worst headaches. Like, if I laid down, I wasn't going to wake up the next morning. I had a headache just that bad. I don't know, was it something, you know, like you told me somebody was talking about me, people talk about me. I don't know what that, you know, on my mind or, no, it just worried me or whatever, but the next morning I woke up, I felt better.
You said the next morning that you woke up, you felt better?
Yes.
See, no more stress. Your blood is, your the back of your head, your brain is not getting enough oxygen. You breathe unconsciously. God wants you to inhale and exhale softly 8 times a day. Every time it comes to your mind, you out your nostrils. God blew into man's nostrils and man became a what? Living soul. Right?
Yes.
And what we do, we don't exercise consciously the living soul, the breath of life. Breathe more. Even when you pray, breathe. And you're going to find so much peace. The word says he breathed on them. Breathe. And the Holy Spirit is breathing on you now.
Lord, thank you.
The Holy Spirit, woman of God, is breathing on you now. You that are listening to me as I speak to this woman of God, I want all of you right now to inhale. Now, exhale. The Holy Spirit is in our air. It's the air we breathe. You are the air I breathe. So, Mother, I want you to begin to consciously breathe and begin to speak to the Holy Spirit. He got some things that he's going to do for you. The next time you call, it will be a great testimony.
Okay.
You're a leader. God says time for you to lead. You have a beautiful spirit. I can feel your spirit. You have a beautiful spirit. And God has not forgotten you. I see Hezekiah. God is adding years to your life.
Lord, I thank you.
Ooh, Jesus. You've been turning your face to the wall for many people. God has not forgotten you. He's not forgotten you.
Thank you.
317. 832, the last four, is 0131.
Thank you.
You got it?
Yes, I got it.
I didn't forget, mate.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you. Love you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hallelujah.
Come on, we worshiping all night tonight. So I hope you're comfortable. Come on, let me hear you. Let me hear you.
You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you.
praise God. I have a 914. I'm coming to you right now. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless you. My name is Jody. So I'm just calling to ask for direction.
What is your name again?
Jody.
Glad to have you on Prophecy Alive. How may I help you in Jesus' name?
I'm calling to ask for prayer and direction.
Father, in Jesus' name, I give you praise for this woman. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. The many valleys, the many walks. I thank you, God, that you are a shelter for her. In the time of storms, you have protected this one. I thank you for it. I bless you for it. Now touch her now. Holy Spirit, only you can do that which seems impossible. And I bless you for counsel and might in Jesus' name. Amen. Decisions. Amen. Decisions. I'm just led to ask you, what decisions are you needing help with?
Direction as far as to relocating, staying. Ministry direction.
You have,
personal direction.
Yes, I see that there. Woman of God, you will no longer be tossed to and fro. You will no longer be in the face of, you've been in the face of judgment, false judgment. And slander. And I see safety. Safety has come to you tonight. The Lord will direct you. I want you to read the book of Isaiah, chapter 50. And I want you to study that. Notice verse 4, okay? There's going to be a great forgiveness before you even leave that place. You will be leaving that place. But there's going to be a much healing before you leave. Much healing.
What about my location as far as staying in state or out of state?
You're looking into the foreign places. But you're going to be in a city. You're going to be in a city. I want to speak with you off the air because there is some issues that God is going to give you wisdom in. And I cannot mention what I see over the air.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you my number tomorrow at the hour. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Tomorrow at the hour, I don't know where you are. It's 10 o'clock here. But tomorrow at the hour of 4 p.m., I want you to give me a call, okay?
Okay.
Eastern time, 317.
I have to grab a pen. Give me 1 second.
Take your time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay. I'm ready.
317.
Mm-hmm.
01.
31 at 4 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah, that's Eastern time. What is your first
thank
name?
Thank you, Father.
What is your first name?
Jadis.
Spell it.
Y-A-R-I-Z.
Thank you, woman of God. We will be sharing. Me and my Queen Katrina, we will be praying. There's some details that you have to hear, okay?
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Good night.
Thank you. The mercy of God.
And truth
is for us all.
So we worship.
Listen, if it wasn't for mercy,
Almighty,
where would we be?
God,
think about it. If it wasn't for His mercy,
you are a redeemer.
Where would we be? You have not turned your life over to God. Do it right now.
The one source.
Do it. Do it now. Don't wait another moment. Don't wait another second. Turn your life over to God. He loves you. He loved you enough to die and be beat and to stay there on the cross where He could have come down. And then He rose again for our justification. And by faith we serve Him. You say, I'm not clean enough. He don't want you clean. That's His job. Come back to Jesus. Run no more. That daughter, that son, that father, that mother, come on back to God. Come on back. Come back now. Today, you hear His voice. Harden not your heart. If we neglect so great a salvation, where would we be without His love? Come on back. Receive Jesus. He loves you. Hallelujah. I have a 765 area code coming now. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. How you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good. I just want to call and, checking on one of my favorite people.
Well, praise
God.
How
you doing?
Doing great. Doing great in the Lord. What's on your heart?
These two words that were kind of put together. Nevertheless, furthermore. I heard a preacher say that once. When he said it, it always stuck with me. When I go hear different men of God preach, I always take something with me. And when I heard this, he said, nevertheless, furthermore. There's a lot of people that have been living in there never too long. And now God is saying that these are the days where people that have been undermined and underappreciated and mistreated and overlooked, this is the season where they should live in what? Furthermore. There are some people that call this line because you have spoken to their life and different ones. They're going to wake up in mansions. Supernaturally. Because you've sown words of comfort and spoke what God has put in your spirit about them, and you, I really can't even describe how much this show means to so many people. And a lot of them, they don't live in Indiana. There's different ones around the country that call in just to hear, to see what you have to say.
Praise God.
Man, God has been such a blessing to know you, such a blessing to be connected to you and to you and to meet different ones in your family. So, man, that's all I wanted, man. I didn't really want much. I just wanted to call in and say hi.
That was much, son. That was a powerful much. That was an anointed much. The words you spoke are spirit. It's not just to me. It's to the nations.
Yes,
people
sir.
Hear that word what Prophet Eric spoke. Nevertheless, and furthermore, my God, what a way, what a way. God wanted to speak this. Go ahead, Prophet.
I just, when I heard that, the man of God, he preached the message with such, with he preached the message and I was listening to it. On the computer, I wasn't physically there, but when he was preaching it, he was preaching at a council service or a service, and I was listening to it, and he just began to say, "Nevertheless, furthermore," and he said it with such authority, it's as if he was speaking. It's because you know the Bible says the power of life and death lies within the tongue. Some people need to just say, "Nevertheless, furthermore."
Hallelujah.
I will never be less, but furthermore. That statement is so powerful when you say, I will never be less, but furthermore. And then even add to it, then what I am now. That's a faith, that's a decree. You're decreeing and saying, I will never be less, but I will be more.
But I will be more. Say it, people. Say it. I will never be less. Go ahead, Prophet. Lead the people.
I will never be less.
I would never be
but
less.
But I will be furthermore.
But I will be furthermore. Ooh, Jesus.
Man, that's powerful to me. I feel like running. And you know, because the more I say it, The more I feel that I know God is getting ready to change my situation.
Come on, come on.
The more I decree it, then I smell money coming. The more I say it, the more I hear some tires rolling up in my driveway, and which indicates that I'm getting a new car. I say it, the more I see myself out of this broke situation. I'm not going to say I'm broke again. I'm going to say, oh, I have it. Let me give it, and I can be able to sow into people. The more I say it, the better I feel. When we call on Jesus, when I say it, I feel good. I feel like I want to keep saying it because it's helping me in my current situation. Now, I'm not a perfect man, but there are some situations in my life that I have overcame just by saying this one statement. I will never be less, but what? Furthermore.
My God. My God.
I wish I could apply. I wish I could go shake that man's hand because he just gave me a statement that I'm repeat for the rest of my life. I don't care how rich I get. I'm going to always say it.
Praise God. Thank you so much for those words. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I thank you for your realness. I do. I tell you this all the time, but I thank you for your realness. I thank you for being the man of God that you are. I do.
Bless you.
We don't have many men like that as it is now. When young, when all ages, when all walks and ages of life can look up to a man of God like yourself and you can relate in almost every category, How much more of a leader do you want? You don't sound like everybody else when you preach.
God,
but somebody got a word for you. You're still able. You're not so high and mighty in your anointing that you can't receive a word from somebody.
Praise God.
People love that. People love that about. I hear people say this, but they say they love your spirit. You and your family say they have such beautiful spirits. I'm saying that's just who they are. They're wonderful people. And I'm not bragging because I know you. I'm not bragging because I know you. Because if I didn't like you, I'd tell folks, no, he's rude. No, I tell folks, you are a real man of God. And
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I'm not bragging because I know you. I've known you for a while, but that's not because, no, I'm saying it because it's facts.
Hallelujah.
When people come up to you in the next 2 to 3 weeks, now I still got, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, Apostle Owensby, there are going to be people that are going to come up to you and tell you how much they appreciate you. This is going along with what Prophet Oberhauser said. Men, the things that you have been through, there are going to be different people to come up and tell you how much they appreciate you, not because it's going to build up your ego, but it's going to show you that what you are doing is completely right. You know that, but God's going to show you again that what you're doing and how you are and how you react with people is a beautiful thing. In the sight of God, you are close to him. He holds you close to his heart because he knows that when people come to you and when they talk to you, they know that you're not going to play with their emotions. You're going to tell them the truth. You're going to be, as what you say, raw.
My God.
It's time for you now, Jesus. It's time for you to live in your greatest season.
Jesus.
It's been past time. Man of God, there's a whole nother dimension that God is going to raise you up in. But
Hallelujah.
This is a realm where nobody is going to be able to touch you. And what I mean by that is this is a realm where people will never understand your anointing. They'll never understand you.
Jesus.
It's a level in which you and God only can communicate about. I'm gonna leave that. I'm gonna leave it alone right there.
Oh God. Oh Jesus. Ooh, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. I say to you, my son, in the ministry, I esteem you higher than myself, Prophet Eric.
God bless you, man of God.
I honor you.
Thank you.
I honor you. Hallelujah.
God be the glory.
The Lord is doing something special for your mother tonight. Hashem. Ooh, her strength covers things in her. You ever heard of the statement mind over matter?
Mm-hmm.
God, because of her fate, the enemies of her flesh cannot take over her. Death can't take her. Her faith is at a level where she will walk through the valleys of the shadow of death and she will fear no evil. For I want you to know, God is with your mother, and she's in the greatest season of her life, Prophet. You gave to my bosom, let me give to yours. Her poor, his, oh, shop. You don't have to fear concerning your father and your mother. For that which have been disconnected is connected tonight. And that which have been feared is no longer. You can't even fear it no longer because fear is dismissed. Cancer is dismissed. High blood pressure is dismissed. Low blood pressure is dismissed. Issues of the lungs, issues of the pancreas, issues of the body. Hamasheba is dismissed by the glory of God. You get ready. And even in your body, the white blood cells, God's going to make them 100%. Your cells, your red and white blood cells, listen, God is saying right now that he's causing your blood to live. I hear you, God. Ah, he's called in your blood. Leviticus 17 and 17, the life of the flesh is in the blood. God said, son, it's in the blood. It's in the blood. Ooh. I want you to give God a shout for wholeness. You're not just healed, you're whole.
Hallelujah, God.
Glory. That was a good one.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know you just called down every basically you called down cancer, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, high pancreas.
Mm-hmm.
Man of God, those are things that plague my family. Those are generational curses in my family.
Ha! Look at the Holy Ghost.
That was broke a long time ago. But when my grandmother passed, that was our rock. Everybody seemed to have lost faith. So the enemy tried to come in and distract and destroy and bring some things back into my family. Tore down a whole nother wall, man of God. I bless you, man of God. I thank God for you.
We give him all the glory. My God, we give him all the glory, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
People, you're listening to Prophecy Alive, Prophet Eric. We're at the final stretch for tonight. Before tomorrow night, receive the fresh wind of God. Right now, Prophet Eric, I want us to blow four times, and every continent on this planet, every nation, the Holy Ghost is going to sweep through Washington. It's going to sweep through the White House. It's going to sweep through this Congress. It's going to bring unity. It's going to bring conviction in every neighborhood. We're going to blow until Chicago crime rate will be no more. The murder rate will stop. Philadelphia, New York, hallelujah. We're going to blow.
Yeah.
And when I count to three, son, I want you to blow. And you that are listening, you begin to pray. Some of you are praying in the spirit right now. I see you, woman. I see you, man. Hallelujah. When I count to three, we're going to blow in every disease. Listen, we're going to blow on Matthew 10 and 1. It says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power and authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and disease. We're going to blow, and the power of God is going to shake your house. It's going to shake your family. 1, 2, 3, prophet, let's blow.
Hallelujah, God. Oh. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Receive it now.
Apostle.
Receive. Go ahead. I feel the Holy Ghost. What's in
Apostle
your spirit?
Owensby,
go ahead.
Do you have a date of some sort coming up? It's like a legal date.
Hallelujah. A date.
A court date of some sort.
There's some things, there's some good things coming as far as court date.
Well, I want to say this because I heard it in the negative connotation in the spirit. The Holy Ghost said that they were not planning to give it to you. They were not planning to give it to you because they know that if they give it to you, you're gonna do some good thing. You're gonna do right by it. You're gonna do the good thing by it, and you're gonna do what you're supposed to. You're gonna do everything that they say. You're gonna dot every I, cross every T, check every box that is supposed to come. But I want to tell you that they didn't plan to give it to you because of that reason. But God said that I moved on the judge. And you're going to have a judge that not only believes in God, but is saved and filled with the Spirit of God, and he's going to give it to you because he knows that you're going to do it right. The judge that you had before, they made it seem like they were, but they're not. They weren't. The judge that you get now is actually a Christian and is filled with the Spirit of God, and he's going to say, Owens Deep, here you go. This belongs to you. This don't belong to us. We need to give it to you because you know what to do with it. We've been mishandling this particular thing for a while now. So we need to give it to somebody that knows how to handle this thing.
My God. My God.
And there's four cities that you're going to get keys to because of all the souls you're going to win.
My God.
Nowhere here in Indiana. Indiana's already won. We just needed the right person to come. That's it.
Hallelujah.
When you walk in the cities, you're going to take the city by force, and you're going to grab the demons by the neck, and you're going to take them somewhere and throw them back to hell where they came from. I ain't telling you nothing that you don't already know.
Hallelujah.
But what I wanted to say was the court case has been overturned.
Hallelujah.
This is gonna rule in your favor. The only way that it wouldn't rule in your favor is if you lose faith, and I ain't gotta worry about you losing faith. So I ain't gotta there's no way.
That's right.
It has to be done.
My God.
You're one of those people that God, you're one of those people when God blesses it, it had to have been done. It has to be done. You're going to get blessed so God can make an example out of the people in Kokomo that keep putting their mouth on you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But that was it, man of God. I love you.
I love you, too. I'm having myself a good cry. You know, you ain't crying until you blow your nose. Hallelujah. I had to put it on mute. Praise God. I didn't want to blow that way. Hallelujah. Well, I magnify the Lord, and God is not through with Indiana. He's not through with this nation. Every word you spoke about, especially those four keys and about the court situation and the money that is held up is no longer held up and is not over. Huh? Because people are going to be free in the Lord. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
And no man, no ministry can lock up God's plan. Hallelujah. And what you spoke was of the Lord. I'm telling you, you had no knowledge of the things you said. Truly, there's a mighty anointing upon you, Prophet Eric. And to God be the absolute glory. And when I say that, I really mean it. It's not a cliche. Because I know the revelation behind what I'm saying. Praise God. Thank you, man of God. Thank you.
God bless you, man. I feel honored to be able to even grace the radio station, be able to even call and have a conversation.
So to God be the glory. I appreciate your patience, and I appreciate your kindheartedness and just you, man. Good person.
Thank you. I love you, Prophet Eric.
Love you too, man of God.
God bless.
You are worthy.
Awesome.
Oh, so worthy.
People praise so God. Worthy. Just give him praise. He loves you,
you
so big. So people, listen, this is all the time I have. We extended it for you tonight. Thank you, Prophet Eric, Prophet Travis, and many of you, even those people that are behind the scenes that I could name, but they work so well behind the scenes from different cities, and I thank God. And you know who you are. Great prayer warriors, intercessors. To my queen, my baby, Queen Katrina Owensby, I love you so much. To all of our children, the best is here. People, he sees every pain. He sees every hurt, everything that you think. He's concerned about housing. He's concerned about your health, your finances. I prophesy right now that even as the enemy is slandering the poor are about to have an increase in their lives. I'm talking about an increase financially. I loose the increase on your life. You watch what I'm telling you. The wicked, those that are wicked, are going to be astonished at how the spirit of Jubilee has come. Let me tell you something I saw in a vision. I saw in a vision where wealthy people randomly was looking for heirs of great estates from the tribes of Indians, African, even those of the European races. There are lawyers that are seeking heirs of wealth. You watch what I'm telling you, and you're going to hear about it. People are going to go to sleep with little and wake up with much. You better take it. The financial waters of heaven are stirred. But remember the Lord that brought you out. Remember, he that lendeth to the poor lendeth to God. This is Prophecy Alive. I love you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. This is Prophet Roderick Owensby. You can reach me by calling 317-832-0131. You can also reach me on Facebook. Send all emails and prayer requests to ronetwork@live.com. Remember, prophecy is not dead. It's alive. Prophecy Alive, P.O. Box 2631, Kokomo, Indiana, 46904-2631. I want to hear from you. God bless you. Until next time.
Just speak to the Lord in a subtle voice today
tell him, say, Lord, I just want you. I don't know what we would do without you. Because when we depend on you so much, that we can't make it without you.
I just want you. I just want you.
I just want you, God. Run out of motion.
I just want to live in your presence every day.